The Lord's Prayer, Chapter 18. Forgive us our debts, 1896. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. £1,875,000 is a large sum, and yet that is the amount owed by the servant who was called upon for his accounting in our Lord's parable in the latter part of the 18th chapter of Matthew. Suspicion must attach to such an enormous arrearage. Either there was dishonesty in his transactions or at least extreme negligence and unfaithfulness. The discrepancy in his accounts was so great that not even the sale of all his property, and of himself and family into slavery, could suffice to return to his master anything more than a small moiety, a part or portion, especially a lesser share, of the great sum he owed. Yet when, at last, in hopeless contrition, he pleaded in anguish at the feet of his master, he was forgiven. The immense debt he owed was freely and entirely forgiven him. The account was balanced. It was hopeless that it could ever be expected that he could repay it. Indeed, that was impossible. He was not asked to repay it. He went out a free man, relieved of any necessity of ever paying his debt, and still in possession of the property which he had acquired and retained, went out a free man to wife and children at home which he had forfeited, and but for the gracious mercy of his master had lost beyond the possibility of recovery. Yet notwithstanding this, almost immediately, apparently, as he went out from the presence of his master, he met with his fellow servant who owed him but little more than £3, and treating him with personal violence, refused to listen to his appeals for merciful extension of time in which to pay his debt, and cast him into the debtor's prison to remain there until payment should be made. This was in strong contrast to the treatment which he had received from the Lord. And how insignificant was the sum which his fellow servant owed him, compared with the amount in which he was indebted, nearly £2,000,000, as against a little more than £3. No wonder his fellow servants were sorry and came and told what he had done. No doubt they concurred in the justice of the punishment which then fell upon him. So, unquestionably, at the last day will all agree as to the justice of the penalties which will be meted out when the last words of this parable shall be fulfilled. So likewise shall my Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. Will that not be just? Who can say it will not, when they remember the words of the daily prayer? Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.